sokuyisikhathi sendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zisobo, siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza Washington DC.
Olamukela ngenjabulo ku Studio 7 ngolesihlanu mhlaka 14 Mfumfu 2022 ngokipstube. Endaweni zethu namhlanje.
All what we are saying, they must employ all South Africans first before they can consider employing foreigners.
Abakuhlanganiswe Operation Tutula sebesungule umkankaso wokuxotsha ababalisi labantwana besikolo abazali abadabuka kwamanye amazwe.
The reason we started this job fair because we understand there are demands and the supply, they can't really meet with each other.
Kulamakampani akwele China angaba ngamathumi amathathu aphatheke kumbukiso wamalanga amabili wokudinga umsebenzi kwe-China Sunday Job Fair. Kungene kusuku lwesibili namhla umbukiso waba kumsebenzi wokwethekelelwa kwelizwe owehlanganani Sanganai Expo kwenzelwa koBulawayo. Kuliviki kuhlelo Woza Fridays loStanley Nyathi, umculi ocula umdumo we-Afropop, oza nengoma zakhe zokholo. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye izozizwa kulo msakazo. Abakunhlanganiso ye-Operation Dudula sebesungule umkankaso wokuxotsha ezikolo zakwele South Africa ababalisi labantwana besikolo abalabazali abadabuka kwamanye amazwe. Uthuso Khumalo usipha lolo daba.
Umkankaso weqembu le-Operation Dudula lo usuthiya ababalisi labantwana abadabuka kwamanye amazwe kugoqela labeZimbabwe bethithibele. Amalunga lenhlanganiso abetshengisela emofisini efundo ezabelweni ezine zelizwe besithi abaphume baphele bonke abokuza ezikolweni kungene amatitshala labantwana bakwele South Africa. Obekhokhela inhlelo zokutshengisela kwalenhlanganiso esabelweni seGauteng umnumzana Daniel Hadebe utshela bezindaba ukuthi ngeke bagoqa izandla ababalisi bakwele South Africa bengumatshayinyoka kusebenza abokuza.
All what we are saying, they must employ all South Africans first before they can consider employing foreigners.
Uthi abakufunayo ukuthi bakhitshwe bonke ababalisi bakwamanye amazwe kuqatshwe abe South Africa bese bengena kuphela nxa kusasele sikhala esiseleyo. Unkosazana Grace Mamonyane obekhokhela ukutshengisela okuqhutshwe esabelweni selimpompo laye uthi indawo zokufunda kufanele ziphiwe abantwana bakwele South Africa kuqala.
So we know that our own are not getting jobs because the posts have been occupied by those foreigners.
Uthi kwenzeka kanjani ukuthi amatitshala eSouth Africa ahlale phansi imisebenzi yabo ithethwe ngabantu bokuza. Kulezinkulungwane zababalisi beZimbabwe abafundisa ezikolo ezizimeleyo lezikahulumende kwele-South Africa. Akusakhulunywa-ke ngabantwana ngoba iningi labeZimbabwe abasebenza kwele-South Africa balabantwana abafunda khona. Umbalisi weZimbabwe umnumzana Bongani Nyati uthi uhlelo lwedudula lolu luzahlukuluza kakhulu ababalisi labantwana emayane.
Kuyinto ebuhlungu kakhulu ukuthi sibone izenzo ezinje zisenzakala elizweni laseSouth Africa, sibone ukubandlululwa lokuhlukunyezwa kwabantu ngalendlela, ikakhulu oticha okwenziwa ngu-Operation Dudula kubuhlungu kakhulu.
Omunye njalo umbalisi weZimbabwe umnumzana Themba Ndabe Khulu Phiri uthi le into enziwa ngu-Operation Dudula ikuchitha nje isikhathi.
Ngeke iDudula iqede ukusebenza kwababalisi laba bangaphandle kulezi zikolo ngoba vele idemand ikhona enkulu. IDudula ngibone ngathi mina izosiza ukuthi iphakamise izinga lokwenza le ndlela okuphathwa ngayo ababalisi.
Ugatsha lwezemfundo lona belungakaphawuli ngokutshengisela kweDudula lokho. Kodwa-ke phambilini umphathintambo ogatsha lwezemfundo unkosikazi Angie Motshekga uke wakubeka kwacaca ukuthi ngeke ugatsha lwakhe luxotshe umntwana esikolo ngesizathu sokuthi uvela kwelinye ilizwe. Melesitho 7 Johannesburg kwele South Africa, nginguThuso Khumalo.
Kulama kampanya kwele China angaba kama chumi ama tatu apateke kumbukiso wensuku ezimbili wakuti nga umsebenzi oi China Standard Job Fair ukengenlewe ukuthi utholise amathuba okuqatshwa kwabantu abangaba ngamakhulu ayisikhombisa 700 ikakhulu abakumsebenzi wabomanjinela. UPresident Jeremiah usethulela lolu daba.
Lo mbukiso ubikwa uqoqo ngabebhanga eleSandbig bemvamsenela benhlanganiso emela amankampani akwele China elizweni eChamber of Chinese Employers in Zimbabwe. Ekhuluma ekuvulweni kwalo mbukiso, umqondisi wobona ngezamabhizimusi ebhanga leSandbig umnumzana Patterson Mahatch uthe ihloso yokuqhuba lo mbukiso yeyokunceda inzalo yeZimbabwe ukuthi ithole amathuba okuqhatshwa. Uqhubeke ethi ibhanga lakhe selibumbe ubudlelwano obuhle lamankampani akwele China kungaleso sizathu ngokuqoqe lo mbukiso. Umsekeli kamgcini isihlalo wenhlanganiso eChamber of Chinese Enterprises in Zimbabwe enguye njalo obona ngokwethulwa kwemibiko kule nhlanganiso uNkosikazi Shaneo Liu uthi baqoqe lo mbukiso bebambisana labeSandbig oqale lamhlanje uphela kusasa ngenhloso yokunceda amankampani akwele China ukuthola izisebenzi zelizweni.
The reason we started this job fair because we understand there are demands and the supply, they can't really meet with each other. And also, very importantly, in Zimbabwe, there's a misunderstanding and a misperception for Chinese organizations. Sometimes we see on the newspaper there are articles about Chinese business doesn't pay well, or there's a different kind of stories. That is why we want to have this open platform in a transparent way to tell people what positions are available, what salary that we are offering.
Owenze sabalo walambukiso yikutholisa amathuba omsebenzi kwabeZimbabwe kanye lapha amakampani akwele China ukuthi athole izisebenzi ezizincishi. Okunye njalo kubangela ukuthi sibe lalombukiso ngeminye imibiko ephuma ezindabeni yokuthi abeChina abaphathi kuhle izisebenzi, kababhadali kuhle lokunye okunjalo, kutsho uNkosikazi Chanel Leo. Uqhubekele phambili ethi kule mibiko engazisekiyo ngamankampani elizwe lakhe. Ngakho-ke kungaleso sizathu becabange ukuba lalombukiso ukwenzela ukunika ithuba labo abale mibuzo ngokusebenza kwamankampani akwele China ukuze bahle babuzisise abaqondisi balawo mankampani. Obona ngokuqhatshwa kwezisebenzi kugatsha lwezisebenzi kuhulumende uNkosikazi Limbayijiza utshele iStudio 7 ukubana uhulumende weZimbabwe uyasekela lombukiso. Sikhuluma nje kula mankampani akwele China asebenzela eZimbabwe angamashumi edlula athoba mina mbili 80 aqhathe izisebenzi ezizinkulungwane ezedlula ezilikhulu 100,000. Ngimele iStudio 7 yiseWashington DC, ngingupresentis Jeremiah.
Ungene kusuku lwesibili namhla umbukiso wabakumsebenzi wokwethekelelwa kwelizwe kwehlanganani sakanayi Expo kwenzelwa kobulawayo. Osomabhizinisi abaningi bawuncoma umbukiso lo. UAnastasia Ndlovu usethulela lolu daba.
Umsebenzi wokuvuselela ukwethekela kweZimbabwe usufike kuzinga eliphezulu lapho amanye amazwe angene lombukiso bewubuka bethi ilizwe loba liphakathi kwenkinga eziphazamisa ezomnotho, umbukiso uhamba kahle. Isiphathamandla senkampani kahulumende weSouth Africa obona ngezokwethekelelwa umnumzana Magic Dlomo uthi bayasuthiseka ngombukiso wehlanganani sanganayi World Trade Expo ngoba bakhangelele ukuba lamathuba amahle amabhizimusi.
Sibone ukuthi masithathe elithuba size la kuyihlanganayi hlanganani Expo sizobukisa ngento zokuvakashela nozokhenketho esinazo eSouth Africa. Sihamba namaphondo amane, amaphondo ala sihamba nawo yiWestern Cape, iLimpopo, iGauteng and iMpumalanga. Sithe masizobukisa ukuthi amakhongo anani ukuthi abavakashi abasuka la eZimbabwe mabetshelele eSouth Africa kula maphondo, zini abangazenza, zini abangabukisa ngazo, zini esingababukisa ngazo, sibatshele ukuthi umlando like iheritage and also ne-community aspect ukuthi bangavakashela kuphi mabefikile eMzantsi Afrika.
Abawu ibhizimusi lokutholisa abantu izimoto zokusebenzisa unkosazana Shamiso Tsingire laye uvumelane lodlomo ethi bazodinga amabhizimusi ukuze ibhizimusi labo lithuthuke.
Sanganayi sizodinga amakhampani okusebenzisana lawo i-tourism sector ngeyinye yenhlangothi isingakube kanjalo esisebenzisana lazo. So sidinga amanye ama-clients esingawatholiyo nje from day to day. So sifuna ukuthatha advantage yokuthi njengoba behlangene be-one ndawo sithi network labantu bakhona sibone ukuthi singasebenzisana njani going forward sibapha izimoto zethu ngoba ngenye industry ejayele ukuthi bathathe izimoto bahaye izimoto.
Umnumzana Langa Moyo okubhizimusi lokupheka utshwala besilungu uthi ulande ukuzobonisa utshwala abuphekayo kwaba kubhizimusi lezokwethekela.
Sikhangelele ukuba simarket ama products ethu awejin liram ngoba lapha kule imarket ye-tourism sector.
Unkosikazi Ruth Khumalo obukisayo ngaphansi kwe-Women in Tourism uthi bakhangelele ukuthola abazathenga imisebenzi yabo yezandla.
Umbukiso wayesanganaye muhle ngoba usihlanganisa nama-investors amaningi avela kwamanye amazwe abazobona lokhu esikwenzayo, umsebenzi wezandla esiwenzayo njengabomama abakutourism.
Unkosikazi Lucy Phiri okubhizimusi lempahla yamangqongqo uthi kumbukiso wehlanganani sanganaye World Trade Expo bakhangelele ukuba babe nezivumelwano labakubhizimusi lezokwethekela.
Zandla yona lo mntana mo ubona ngiloko ngiwuphethe ngiwenza khonapho. Siyabonga nje ukuthi sisise lamathuba okuthi siyenze imisebenzi yezandla sizothengisa siphile labazukulu.
Khulumisa Zimbabwe Tourism Authority umnumzana Godfrey Kote uthi ngesikhathi se-COVID-19 balahlekelwa imali eningi kodwa kuhle umbukiso uqale izolo uyaphela kusasa kodwa uyavulwa namhlanje umkayi kamongameli welizwe unkosikazi Auxilia Mnangagwa. Umbukiso lo uke wama ukwenziwa okweminyaka emibili edluleyo ngenxa yobhubhane lwe-COVID-19. Yimele umsakazo we-Studio 7 ikobulawayo ngingu-Anastasia Ndlovu.
Ababalisi abakunhlanganiso ye-Progressive Teachers Union of Zimbabwe bathi sebelobele uhlangothi lukahulumende lwezemfundo ngokuba kulotshelwane izivumelwano zomsebenzi ama-contracts bengakaqali ukuhlela imihloliso yabantwana lonyaka. Bafuna njalo ukuba uhulumende abahlawule ngedola leMelika hhatshi eleZimbabwe abathi kalisathengi lutho. Iziphathamandla zezemseki zalile ukukhuluma ne-Studio 7 ngodaba lolu. Uze sizwe okuningi ngokufiswa yi-PTUZ sixoxe lomnumzana Love Joyce Banda okunhlanganiso le.
Sesibhalele inhlanganiso ekhangele ngezemhloliso eZimbabwe iZimsec incwadi sikhonona njalo sicela ukuthi bakhangele amalungelo ababalisi. Imhloliso iqalisile kuviki ephelileyo njalo iyaqhubeka ngakho-ke thina njengenhlanganiso sikhangelele ukuthi inhlanganiso yeZimsec ibhadale ababalisi imali efaneleyo ngendlela efaneleyo. Singakhangela kumnyaka odlulileyo kuke kwaba lomsindo abantu abathwebula imihloliso sebekhonona ngokuthi imali abayiphiwanga.
Singathi baba Sibanda, kuyini elifuna ukuthi iZimsec ilenzele khona?
Sicele inhlanganiso yeZimsec ukuthi kulumnyaka kayenze izinto ngendlela ezifananeyo. Sikhangele ukuthi abathwebulayo bengakaqalisi ukuthwebula bathiwe ama-contracts aveza ukuthi bazathwebula okwesikhathi esingakanani, bethwebula bephiwa imali eyimalini, imali eluhlobo bani. Singakhangela izinto zonke kulezi nsuku sezibhadalwa, sebebhadalisa ngama-US dollars. So sikhangele ukuthi abantu abazayenza umsebenzi lowo labo baphiwe imali yabo nge-US dollar. Singakhanyela njalo futhi kumnyaka odlulileyo abantu abahamba bathwebula imihloliso bagcina besebenzise imali eningi kakhulu eyaqinisisedlula leyo mali abagcina sebeyihola ekugcineni. Ngakho ukuze lokhu kwenqatshelwe, sithi thina inhlanganiso yezimiseki kayihle ilungise ama-contract ama-teachers bengakayithwebula, bebekwazi ukuthi nxa besuka besiya kulowo msebenzi yimalini abayikhangeleleyo.
Lake lakhulumisana labezimseki yini ngodaba lolu?
Kunkulumo ezenzakala kumnyaka odlulileyo phakathi kwezimseki, i-public service, logatsha olukhangele ezwemfundo, i-Ministry of Education, kwavunyelwana ukuthi izimseki kufanele iholise ababalisi abazabe bekhangele lo msebenzi sesingathi thina ama-invigilators imali. Kufika khathesi lokhu kungelo sokukhulunywa. So siyabakhumbuza ukuthi balandele imithetho yelizwe, siyabakhumbuza njalo ukuthi bahloniphe amalungelo ezisebenzi. Izisebenzi kaziphiwe ama-contract zingakaqali lo msebenzi wokuthwebula lo wokukhangela imihloliso eyenzakala eZimbabwe.
Umnumzana Love Joyce Banda, ukunhlanganiso yababalisi e-Progressive Teachers Union of Zimbabwe, besixoxa laye eGobulawayo.
Direct from Washington, the voice of America, VOA.
Kwezivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane. Amalunga edale lePhalamende lakwele Melika tele US House of Representatives akukomiti yekuphungula isihlakalo sikamhlaka 6 Zibandlela 2021 sokuhlaselwa kwedale leli ngabasekeli bakamnumzana Donald Trump owayengumongameli welizwe leli abikwa evote izolo ukuba umongameli owayengumongameli uTrump athunyelwe amasamanisi ukuthi abuye azokupha ubufakazi bambu kwedale leli ngesehlakalo lesi. Unobhala obona ngezobudlelwano eMelika labanye amazwe omhlaba u-US Secretary of State uMnumzana Anthony Blinken kanye lobona ngendaba zasekhaya u-Homeland Security Secretary Alexandra Mayorkas lomshuthisi omkhulu kahulumende uMerrick Garland wahlangene nabanye babo baseMexico izolo eWashington DC behlaziya indaba zomvikela phakathi kwamazwe la angawumakhelwane. Amacele omabili avumelane ukulungisisa inkinga zokuchaphiswa kungcwele kwezikhali kanye lokungena okungekho emthethweni kwabe-Mexico kwele Melika. Abantu esigabeni se-Insiza bathi izifuyo zabo seziphele du ngenxa yamasela atshontsha libalele. Amapolisa abika uba kusanda kubanjwa omunye wamasela la obevalela imbuzi lenkomo egangeni ezithengisa emadolobheni agoqela iHarare. UMnumzana Sindiso Mkhwananzi Khumalo ngomunye wabantu abathwaliswe nzima ngamasela la kuthi watshontshelwa imbuzi, inkomo kanye lenja. Ucabangela ukuba umakhelwane nguye owamtshontshela konke lokhu ngoba usebalekile emzini wakhe njalo udingwa ngamapholisa. Uthi kuyamangalisa ukuba kabotshwa umuntu lo loba kusaziwa ukuthi okwamanje uhlala kuphi.
Umakhelwane wami wabaleka lamanje kapha wase watshiya umuzi, kodwa-ke akumanga noma esebalekile ngoba kukhanya ngathi uyafika kodwa mina kangimboni. Ngemva kwalokho kuye kwacasha futhi ezimbili. Manje ngikhuluma last month sekucatha inkomo okuliguqa kwama kulithokazana nje sesiyakuba lithokazi lile yini kucathile la. Angikwazi nje ngabe kufanele kanini kumbe sekuyikho ukuthi sekungene izinkomo engamsazi enikho kukhona la.
Ye singathi-ke sizwe kuthiwa-ke kulabanye ababanjwe egangeni betshontsha inkomo, akusitshele ngamafutshane ngalokho.
Lokho ngikuzile futhi ngami efonini ngazama ukubhala lapho kuthanda ukuthi indawo yakhona ingasukeleziyefika mhlawumbe ngingathola inkomo yami engingayiboniwe. Sebe ngisizakele kube khomenta lapha abanye beqhamba ukuthi ngingabi nendawo, kodwa ngathi ngikhathana ngoba ngisemsebenzi ngizabe ngiye khona mhlawumbe ngizobe ngikhona ngale ngiyo. Ngikho lapho ebengisisa khona ngami ngithi ngiyefika khona ngani ngiyakhangela mhlawumbe ngathole ngiyikhomo kwami lo.
singathi umakhelwane ubona ngani kuyini okwenza ukuthi agcine ukutshontshela inkomo lembuzi.
Hayi, umakhelwane wakhona uvele uyisigani baba, kusho ukuthi mina ngisiya kwakhalaphana ngangingamazi ukuthi ngumuntu ogani, nangangiphethe nje njengomfowethu kade ngiphethe isigani. Imenzela yonke into ngoba ubengasebenzi lami nginedisa nje kokunye. Nami uma ngibekuyimisebenzi ena ngikhanga ngibize ngidabamba lapha ngizobe athole okungamasini, kanti niyasiyada wangitshontshela kubengayenziki ningedwa. Ngoba ekuqaleni lapho sengidisikhane khona ukuthi uyatshenza wayesengizenzela umumbi lenkulu into ezinjalo. Bamthola yindaba engayiripotayo emaphoyiseni kodwa akula progress ngoba angizwali uthothi. Yena ubelokhu engiyifonela ngasesemile kulezi nsuku emfonele nje ukuthi ngazithi imbuzi yakhe zangenzana amaphoyisa akaneka ambotha ripoti eZimbabwe angikwazi ukusitshona nje.
So zingathi uyanitela sibilii ngoba usela bathi?
Hhayi, uyanitela kakhulu kodwa ukuthi ungabuye endawo mali ucathile. Ebemibhalela la mameseji njengabanjwa yicorona ngesikhathi secorona ngemva khonapho mbanjwe yicorona khanya ukwezile ukuthi mbanjwe yicorona ngangifonela athi icorona ikukhuthile mfane ngikhothe wavani hhayi ukuthiwe ndijana ngabe usuya kuthatha atho njalo nje ubona ukuthi uyabhena uyantela.
Kwenziwa kuyini ukuthi amapholisa engambophi?
Hayi, nama ngikwazi angeke ngitsho sibili ukuthi kuyini ngoba yena wanjela wathi eZimbabwe angekabotshwe yipolisi. So ma etho njalo ukuthi uphinde ubone la mapholisa engambophi ngoba ahamba emapholiseni ngayoripota indaba sahamba la mapholisa ngahamba la mapholisa ngasuka ngaphiwa ipolisa epolisteshi sahamba samdinga nalapha azakalela khona ukuthi siyakwazi amathela khona utshwala sayafika akaze simbone. Njengaya epolisteshi kwelinye ilanga ngafika ngabona omunye umpolisa owayekhona ngesikhathi ngiripota ngathi alikanje lizwe lutho wathi hhayi ngamtshela ngathi phela lokhu angibonela le mini ngathi hhayi sizambana wama kunje.
Umnumzana Sindiso Mkhwana Zikhumalo uhlala eNsiza. Siphindeka kuxoxa ngodaba lolu lo mnumzana Wilson Mathe laye ohlala esigabeni lesi.
Uma sihamba ngoHarare Road ubheke Harare uHarare Road khophana zinentaba zidina kule ndawo khonaphana okuthiwa yilokhadi ma udlila kancane sokuhluka le-toilet sobe besuka lazo khonaphana. I think olokhadi yinyathi leyani but kubambeni kunebhawundi ayikho kule bhawundi yaleyo isiza sobe ziphuma ngapha enyathi zizongena ngapha ethize imbuzi lezi kukhanya loku zimbuzi zokade ziningi kakhulu thilini abona kilo zi-200 kenapho ngokuzwa kwakhona sobe zisuka zingena ngapha eyithize kugodlaka. So umuntu wakhona kade besenza lokhu ngabantu labana nje esijale ukuba biza kuthiwa ngumazibaba ubezenza umprofit inyana kwaphana esenza into ezinjengazo nalezi ozombuzo omunye lamo
ye sizokuthiwa-ke kukhanya ngazani khonapho lapho esikhuluma ngakho bekulale nkomo ikade ziqambulwa khonapho akusitshele futhi ngamafutshane.
Bezikhona ezimbalwa akadala izakhamuzi zigcine sezikhona into zawonakala zasebeqoqana izakhamuzi zakhona phana ukuthi hayi asike zame ukuthi silandele si-trade.
Umnumzana Wilson Mathe uhlala esigabeni se-Insiza South. Kuliviki kuhlelo Woza Friday sizositendi nyathi umculi ocula umdumo we-Afropop oza le ngoma zakhe zokholo lwesikristu. Unyathi udabuka enkayi kodwa okwamanje isebenzela koBulawayo. Sixoxa lo-Ezazisa Sibanda.
Baviki wonke kulolu hlelo silibhakulela abaculi bakithi lemculo yabo. Namhlanje omnyama ubambile sihamba nomfana kaMdluli asizwe ukuthi usiphatheleni.
Ndabuka le enkayi lalapha koBulawayo futhi ngibuye lendaba ezimnandi kule ngoma ezimnandi kakhulu engizenzileyo eze Afropop, ezinye zikhuluma ngothando, ezinye zikhuluma ngokuphila generally.
Oh.
ngesikade ecula uStanley okwamanje sephekele elinye idlalathe elitsha.
Sonu liphathele i-album entsha njengoba nje i-album yesithathu. Eyokuqala i-album ngayikhipha ngo-2020, esibili ngayikhipha ngo-2021. Leya manje ekhuluma ngothando langokuphila kwabantu langamasiko akithi akomthwakazi. Ile ngoma ezimnandi ezifana nalale ingoma ethi bangibiza ngamalume, inengoma ye-Highlander lezinye lezinye.
Dulu uke wacindezela amadlalathe engoma zokholo okwamanje utshintshe umdumo wakhe esesebenzisana labanye abaculi.
Ngithe kuqaleni ama-albhamu amabili abengawe-gospel, kodwa ke manje sengihlanganisa sengithule i-afropop. I-gospel yangkhona iyobe iyi-afropop. Ama-albhamu lawa kunabantu abathile nje engisebenza nabo. Ukhona omunye u-engineer ubheswe khona ngale South Africa, ngowase-South Africa. Then ukhona uMthabisi Moyo onjayele i-guitar, bese kusiba khona nje abanye abathile abangisiza ngokuningi.
Nyathi ucela ukuxhaswa emsebenzini yakhe. Phosela ilizwi ungakahambi indluli.
Le clothing label ebizwa ngokuthiwa yi-Stunning Clothing. Also ngiyayenza kwama-videos, ngiyashuta ama-music videos, ama-movie, imichado, ama-picture and etc. Abafuna ukungithinta ngiyatholakala ebulenjini ku-Facebook ngu-Stanley Nyathi, ku-Twitter ngu-Stanley Nyathi, ku-Instagram ngu-Stanley Nyathi. Then go WhatsApp and tell her
073-453-3075.
Bathi ibhosi Mahlala Nyama ulivalisa emoyeni ngenjabulo ngumthembo ozithembayo uKip Stube Lilale.